That's right, it's time to jump into our time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happening on today's day. Today being the 30th of August. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 1363, the five-week Battle of Lake Poyang began between the forces of Chinese rebel leaders Chen Yulian of the Han Navy and Zhu Yongzhang of the Ming. Following the Red Turban Rebellion, the battle would decide who would replace the Yuan Dynasty. Despite having a force only the third the size of Chen's army, Zhu made up for the shortcoming by the classic war strategy of blowing up and setting fire to absolutely everything he could get his hands on, leading to the absolute destruction of Chen's fleet of over 100 ships and the eventual establishment of the Ming Dynasty. On this day in 1590, Tokugawa Ieyasu, the founder and first shogun of the Tokugawa Shogunate of Japan, entered Edo Castle, which he established residence of the shogun and location of the shogunate. The HMS Pandora sunk after having run aground on the outer Great Barrier Reef the previous day, on this day in 1791. 1799, the entire Dutch fleet was captured by British forces under the command of Sir Ralph Abercrombie and Admiral Sir Charles Mitchell during the War of the Second Coalition. The Fort Mimms Massacre. On today's date in 1813, Creek Red Sticks, warriors from the Native American Creek people, killed over 500 American settlers, including 250 armed militia, in Fort Mimms, north of Mobile, Alabama. Melbourne was founded in the then British colony of New South Wales by free settlers from the colony of Van Diemen's Land on today's date in 1835. 1916, 22 men who had remained on Elephant Island following the failure of the Imperial Transantarctic Expedition were rescued following Ernest Shackelford and five others' epic open boat journey in the James Caird to reach South Georgia. Fanny Kaplan shot and seriously wounded Bolshevik leader Vladimir Lenin on today's date in 1918, which along with the assassination of Bolshevik senior official Mozai Yuritsky days earlier, prompted the decree for Red Terror. August 30th in 1945, the Japanese occupation of Hong Kong came to an end, and same day, 1945, the August Revolution launched by Ho Chi Minh's League for the Independence of Vietnam against French colonial rule ended as Emperor Bai Day abdicated, ending the Yuan Dynasty. The Moscow-Washington hotline between the leaders of the US and Soviet Union went into operation on today's date in 1963. 1967, Thurgood Marshall was confirmed as the first African-American justice of the Supreme Court of the US. Good on you, Thurgood. The Sydney Harbour Tunnel, created to provide a second crossing of the harbour to alleviate congestion on the Sydney Harbour Bridge, officially opened on today's date in 1992. It currently serves around 90,000 vehicles every day. And finally, in 1999, August 30th, East Timor voted for independence from Indonesia. Monday, Monday. Some famous birthdays for us as well this morning. Mary Shelley, author of Frankenstein, 1797. The Oracle of Everything, Warren Buffett, is 89. Actor Michael Chiklis is 56. Cameron Diaz, 47. Tennis player Andy Roddick, 37. And Aussie swimmer Liesl Jones is 34 this morning. Happy birthday, Liesl. And some famous musos, the Queen of Country Music, Kitty Wells, born 1919. We were hearing It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels. Johnny Mann, 1928. Dave Brockie of Gwar, 1963. Aaron Barrett of Real Big Fish is 45 this morning. David Hidalgo Jr., Social Distortion, 35. And Ryan Ross, formerly of Panic at the Disco, 33. We're going out on this one this morning. Morning, you gave me no warning.
Take me.
This track going out to John Phillips, frontman for the Mamas and the Papas, born 1935. Started out with folk trio The Journeymen and then went on to meet Denny Doherty and Cass Elliott during the American Folk Revival, forming the Mamas and the Papas. The rest is history. Going out on a personal favourite of mine, Monday Monday, for This Day in History on 2SER. So good to me.
Day. Monday, Monday.